Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Doesn't happen all the time, but it did happen today. And that today is why we have had to have a carryover. That was your cue, buddy.
And Chris Ello.
The Washington football team, they have announced that they will be revealing their new team name and logo.
What was that?
I'm not quite sure what
that was. Right,
I know what it was intended to be.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back. Happy hour.
Whoa!
Long last on a Tuesday. I was sad that the Washington football team is only now like a week away from announcing its new
Oh, that's right.
Its new
that's
nickname.
Right.
Can't
the
wait.
Admirals. Admirals, I'm going for Stay Football Team. That's what I'm rooting
Still
for.
It's not going to happen.
I didn't say it was. I said that's what I'm rooting for.
I agree
for.
With you, Chris.
The FT grew on me.
Me too.
So we'll see what the Washington football team does. They're due to make an announcement. By the way, the day they make the announcement is a day for numbers freaks all over the world, because next Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it falls on next week, will be 2-2-22.
I think those are cool days.
You like days like that?
I do.
Do you like those better than, like, say, 12 years from now when you'll have 1-2-34?
I also like that.
You like
I just
that
like
too.
Any sort
any
of pattern
kind of
in the date.
Funny number sequence.
Yeah. 1-2-3-4, 2030. That's going to be a good one.
1-2-3-4.
Yeah,
hope
looking forward
to
that
see
one.
That one.
January 2nd.
I hope I'm around to see that one. Chris, it's only like 11 years away. I think you got it, buddy.
You think I'll make it?
I hope so. Technology is getting better.
All right. I'm feeling you, Scraby. Thank you very much. All right. Welcome back to the program. If you're just tuning in, wondering what in the world is going on in the world of sports on this Tuesday. The biggest deal of all is that David Ortiz got into the Baseball Hall of Fame today. He was the only person selected by the voters around Major League Baseball. Bonds, Clemens denied, etc. NBA action right now. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lakers 81, Brooklyn Nets 73. Lakers have led throughout. Right now they lead by 8. Aztecs coming off the nice win last night over UNLV. And otherwise, you're pretty much up to date on what's happening. Baseball players and owners met for a while today. And some people say they needed to gain more ground. Other people say at least they gained some ground. So do with that what you will. NFL is getting ready for the conference championship games this weekend. The 49ers are actually playing, if you weren't aware of that. They will be taking on the Rams, and Bengals will be taking on the Chiefs, and Sean Payton today stepped away as coach of the New Orleans Saints.
He's available.
He is available, though he says he's not really that interested in coaching this year.
Okay, Bruce Arians. I mean, Sean Payton, sorry about that.
Believe that when we see it. All right. We have arrived now at a fun time of the week, Tuesday's game show night, and tonight it is the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby's coming off a rare victory.
Does he shed the cooler name just because of one victory?
No. Okay. No. The cooler can still win once in a while. I mean, the cooler plays cards in Las Vegas. I mean, every now and again, they're going to give him pocket aces.
Right, right.
You know, they can't help it. You're still the cooler. But Scraby did have one win in 2021. And here in January, he has now picked up one win in 2022. The question is, can he improve on that total? We'll find out right now.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the way the Fantabulous Sports Game Show works, I will give you a number of correct answers. You will attempt to come up with those answers without repeating one. If you repeat an answer or get an answer wrong, you get a strike.
This is...
And if you get three strikes, you lose.
You're out.
You're out.
This is prime time for you to be playing this game right now, Scrape.
Yeah, because Tony's watching the Laker game and trying to play this at the same time.
Lakers
and it's
going
to take some concentration, I think, to come up with these names. So
great.
Let's see how we do.
See what the cooler can do today.
See if the cooler can blow this one. I think you're favored here, Scraby. I mean, just in general, I think the topic favors you.
Let's see if the cooler can blow this one.
Why do you just put that in the universe?
It's so subtle, too. Let's see if the cooler can... blow this one today.
All right, there are 17 correct answers today. 17 correct answers. And the you can play along out there, see how many you can get. The 17 correct answers are the names of the 17 different players that scored a touchdown in the divisional playoff round.
Oh.
17 different guys scored a touchdown this past weekend.
Oh,
I know you guys watched all the games. Can you remember who scored the touchdowns during the phenomenal divisional playoff round that we just witnessed?
This is insane because my mind just went blank.
17 guys. Tony, you want to go first?
Yeah,
I'll go first. Would you want him to go first?
You want to go first.
All right, name somebody who scored a touchdown this past weekend.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry scored the first touchdown of the weekend for the Tennessee Titans.
Great.
That is
I wrote
correct.
It down and I scratched it out.
That was correct. 1 point for Tony Gwynn
Jr. Can I ask a question about the category? Do quarterbacks count?
If they scored a touchdown.
If they scored a touchdown.
Oh, we've done this before.
Not throwing a touchdown.
It has to be a rushing touchdown.
You have to score the touchdown.
Score it.
Throwing a touchdown is not...
I feel like deja vu is happening in my head right now.
You got to score it.
You got to score.
You got to have your feet in the end zone.
Throwing the touchdown does not count.
No, it doesn't.
Correct. All right. Then I'm going to go with Gabriel Davis.
Gabriel Davis scored 4 touchdowns. That's correct. You only get 1 point for it. All right. Interestingly, there was only one other person who scored multiple touchdowns this week, but we'll get to that person if and when you guys name him. It is 1-1. There are 17 different players that scored touchdowns in the divisional playoff round. Tony, you're up.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. Tony's going like in order of what they
scored. That's the only way I can remember.
At least so far he is.
That is really funny.
Joe Mixon was the second guy to score a touchdown this weekend for Cincinnati. That is right. So Tony 2, Scraby 1. Scraby, you're up.
If I name the other multi-touchdown guy, can I get 2 points?
No.
You cannot. So we're begging for points over here.
Well, I know Leonard Fournette had 2.
He's the only other guy. That's right. So now, yes, there are 13 guys left, and all 13 scored exactly 1 touchdown. And it is 2-2, no strikes yet, and we're in the middle of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. As mentioned, you can play along out there. Scream at your radio, Joe Mixon! Joe Mixon!
He's we'll chosen.
Say, no, we
He's
already
chosen.
Took him. He's so chosen. Right. Scream somebody else. Tony, you're up.
OBJ.
OBJ, is that Odell Beckham
Jr.?
Yes,
Odell Beckham Jr.
Give yourself a strike.
I knew it.
He did not score a touchdown.
Dang. Oh, my goodness.
In that game. Where's the buzzer, Scraby? I mean,
it's,
you figured
it
would be handy.
Oh, here it is.
Figure the buzzer would be handy for a Tony miss. Tony's clearly watching the Laker game. This is not good timing.
No. I mean, Odell was involved, so I would have.
He was involved. He did not get a touchdown.
Whatever, Scraby. Just make your next pick.
Scraby, you can now take the lead.
Okay, question.
No, stop with the question. Let's go.
I'm not going to answer it. He can ask whatever he wants.
Cheater.
All right, I'm going to go with just
what
the one
I know. What are
you looking at? My notes.
What do you mean notes?
I wrote down players as you announced the topic. I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill.
That's correct.
I was going to say, I know for a fact he peace signed someone.
He did.
Tony's mad that he didn't think of that one.
No, I had that one in my back.
You
got to
be careful if you say peace sign because it almost sounds like he peaced on someone.
I don't even want to know what that means.
Well, I'm not going to say it the way
you.
I meant to
Thank
say
you.
It.
Oh. He right. gave the peace sign.
Yes. 3-2, Scraby. Tony's got a strike. Tony, you're up.
Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey got the last touchdown of the weekend, memorably, for the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, we're tied 3-3. But Scraby's kind of in command here.
He definitely is in command because
Tony's got a strike.
My brain is starting to waver here.
Yeah.
Did Mike Evans score a touchdown over the weekend?
I don't know. Or is that your guess?
Yes. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans caught a long bomb
That's
from Tom Brady in the fourth quarter to help
That's
bring them from behind.
That's
that is correct. So Scraby leads 4-3. There are still 10 correct answers left, but it's not as easy as you might think.
10 left? Wow.
10 different guys are still left who scored touchdowns this weekend. That's right. Tony. Starting to sense you taking on some water over there.
Yeah, I got to start scrambling back to... How about A.J. Brown?
Oh, A.J. Brown's a winner. Ooh, caught one from Ryan Tannehill. That tied the game there in the fourth quarter. A.J. Brown is correct, and we are tied 4-4. Scraby, you are in the lead because Tony has a strike, and it's also your turn.
What about Mr. Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp caught that long one at the end of the game, but he didn't. Wait. Did he get into the end zone?
He didn't get into the end zone on that one, but he didn't catch another one?
Yes, he did.
I knew it. I knew it. I was like, there is no way I got this wrong because he was in my daily fantasy lineup.
Scraby 5, Tony 4. 8 answers left. It's getting tougher
tougher. Ooh, I just thought of one.
No.
Tony.
Matthew Stafford.
Quarterback sneak.
Yes,
touchdown
he did.
Rams. Tied
Dang
at 5.
It.
With
oh,
one strike for Tony.
I'll forget. I already missed one of Scraby's that he put down.
I would repeat,
no,
but I think
that'd
be unfair.
That would be. I messed
up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers left. They're getting tougher and tougher to come up with, though.
Ooh.
Who else scored a touchdown this weekend? Scraby.
Oh, I know who he said. He said Mike Evans. That was the one I missed.
Scraby with a O. And?
False alarm O.
I can't remember his last name.
Well, then that's not going to help.
Yeah, last names are kind of the ones that you got to do remember.
And it just left my head completely. I wonder what I was thinking about. Okay, I'm trying to think of who scored that Packers touchdown.
I know, I couldn't remember either.
Is it A.J. Dillon that scored that touchdown? That's my answer.
Who's A.J. Dillon?
Packers running back.
Right, he scored the touchdown.
Thank goodness.
Scraby takes the lead 6-5. You guys have only missed one so far. There are 6 correct answers left. Tony,
I hope you're
holding on to some secrets in the...
I got a few that are starting to...
Percolate. All right. Who are you going with here?
What's my man's name from... Singletary.
Devin Singletary, he got in.
Oh, he did. Okay.
At the beginning of the game. And then after that, it was all Gabriel Davis. You guys are incredibly good. 6-6, 5 correct answers left. Tony has a strike, so Scraby is
Scraby,
still
give me your strike.
Control.
Dude, you hold now for the strike. Go ahead and give it to us, man.
I'm going to say, once you pop, you can't stop. Byron Pringle.
You got that one? Very good. Byron Pringle did catch a touchdown
Daily Fantasy.
Pass.
Daily Fantasy.
I can't stand you.
Daily Fantasy. Can't believe you play that game, but it's paying off for you
now.
Really? What's his name? Pringle?
Byron Pringle, number 13,
putting Pringle down.
The Pringles.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about guessing him again. All right, Tony, it's getting down to nitty-gritty now. We've only got four correct answers left. You're down 7-6.
How about Hardman?
Mecole Hardman.
Yep.
He never scores a touchdown.
But he did.
He got in on an end around.
That was on my list.
After he fumbled, too.
7-7. You guys are down to the final three guys.
I only got one more in my head, so.
Three guys.
Three guys scored touchdowns. Scraby, you are up in a 7-7 tie.
I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name who scored it for the 49ers. I am unsure of how to pronounce his name.
Well, then I'm probably not going to give it to
can't
you.
Can't help you there, buddy.
If I get close enough,
that's what we're
I may ask for spelling.
Oh, I definitely don't know the spelling, but I maybe can kind of...
I'd like you to know his name.
Tuafongo?
Is that his first name? His last name?
His last name.
Tuafongo. I can't give that to you. That is really not that close.
Okay, it's
really
well, not. It's not close.
Pathetically off.
Three.
But it's off.
It's not phonetically off?
It's way phonetically off.
Oh, okay. All right. As long, yeah, I can.
It's way phonetically off.
I can handle that.
So I will tell you if it comes down to it. There are three correct answers left. Both have a strike now. Tony,
I'm out of them. So this is my last good guess. This is my last guess. Not guess. This is pretty accurate. I'm positive of this one. I've been hanging on to this. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes got in on a sneak around the side. So now. Basically,
ball's in your court. We can go back
Scraby,
and forth.
There are two
here.
Names you can take. You have a strike. You have two names left. You either get the one or you take two more cracks of pronouncing the 49er guy's name.
No, I'm not going to try that.
So you can try that.
I'm not even sure of his spelling.
Or you can try and get the other one. They're really tough. I mean, if you come up with either of these, it's a deserving victory. But I don't think you're going to get them.
I think you're going to be all right because I ain't going to get them either.
That's unbelievable that you guys got every other one, though. Great job, guys. Great job. Now, if you can get any of these two, you're beyond a football fan.
See, the way you're saying that means that I shouldn't know who it is, so I'm going to take all the big names off the table.
Take them off.
Well, that's true, but I could be throwing you off.
That's
which
also
I've
true,
done
which you,
times
you do
in my life.
A lot.
Yeah.
You do a lot.
Yeah, I do. All right, Scraby, there's no time limit because the show's still got 44 minutes left.
I know. Throw the 49er game out. That one's done. We've named him. Yes. Well, we haven't, but...
I think you should try that.
I don't know I don't know who Tuafongo is.
I enjoyed what your last pronunciation was.
Tuafongo?
Tuafongo. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, okay, I'm just going to go with a big name, hoping Gronk, Rob Gronkowski.
No.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew
Gronk
it.
Did not score.
I knew it.
All right, Tony, you get a free crack to win the game here.
I can't say the guy's name either.
Otherwise, you get your second strike.
Just throw out some letters.
If you say it and you lead Scraby to it, you're going to forever be upset with yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I'm going to say Randy Moss then.
Randy Moss. That's enough. that is so funny. All right. Here's where we stand. Tony's got 8. Scraby's got 7.
Wait, how did you get 8?
Because I got the last Patrick Mahomes.
You got Patrick Mahomes.
So now I'm losing?
Yes.
I thought we were tied.
We were, and then you guessed wrong, and I guessed Patrick Mahomes. It gave you
and
one
you
more
both
strike.
Have two strikes. And Scraby, this Man. Will strike you out and end the game unless you are able to get
no way he's able
either
to
the out. Other two guys that scored a touchdown this weekend. The one guy you're obviously onto it. You just don't
know
his name.
I can see the play. Mm-hmm.
Everybody can see the play, but the question is. Here's the question: is can you think of the other touchdown that you're missing here? There was another touchdown in one of the games that everybody's
missing.
There's got
to be a time limit on this guess or something.
Yeah, I'm going to give him 42 minutes because I got nothing else to say anyway.
42 minutes.
I think it's kind of fun to watch him squirm. This is it for the game. To keep your title.
Okay, give me a second. All right.
He doesn't want to give up his title. He wants to hold on to it for another few seconds.
I don't blame you, Scrape. You don't get to hold on to this title very often, so. Drag it out, brother. Drag it out.
Here, let's just so we can, you know.
I'm
just so we don't lose anybody right now. Lakers by 8.
Thank you. I'm channeling because I remember that 49ers touchdown. His name flashed up on the screen, and I was like, who in the world is that guy who just scored for the 49ers?
What I remember thinking is, what a great job by the guy in the booth who was able to flash that up there so quickly.
I know.
Lakers by 14. My apologies. I just update the score early in the fourth. 92-78. Boston 104, Sacramento 59.
They just gave up.
59.
That's ridiculous.
They're down by 45 points. Scraby, I got nothing else I can do.
I know. I'm going to go with, I'm going to try to pronounce the guy's name, and it's going to be wrong. I have no idea how to pronounce this guy's name. But I can't just say sounds. All right, I'm just going to go with something shot in the dark. Jamar Chase.
That's what you're going with to save your championship?
I got nothing else.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad end to a spirited game. That is incorrect, unfortunately. Mm. Jamar Chase did not score a touchdown this weekend. And Tony Gwynn Jr. regains the championship by a score of 8-7 tonight.
Srabe, if you don't mind, thank you.
I hate when we actually have a really good game and I know who it is and I can't. Okay, so who was the guy that wasn't the 49er?
His last name started with an S, didn't it?
No, it started with a T.
No, I think his first name started with a T.
That's correct.
Oh.
The 49ers.
I just had no shot at
I'll give you the 49er guy's name. Talanoa Hufanga. Said Talofanga. You combined his first and last name.
I did. You're right.
Basically.
Shout out to Scraby. Thank you, man.
So his last name is Hufanga.
Did Isaiah McKenzie score a touchdown for the Bills? I cannot find this other touchdown.
The other touchdown was scored by Los Angeles Rams backup tight end Kendall Blanton.
Oh, gosh.
Caught the first touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford the other day.
That's annoying.
So there's your answers. You guys got the other 15, so.
That's annoying.
Good on both of you for doing that.
Good game, Scrape.
Another spirited game, but in the end, Tony Gwynn Jr. has got the belt back.
This is where strategy plays a part. Normally, I would have deferred, but I knew I didn't have that many.
We don't need your explanation.
You didn't
right
have
now.
That
I
mean, many.
I don't need that.
And lastly, the turn the ball over purposely with the Randy Moss, just to give you that extra strike that you needed at that point.
Do not make yourself look better than make this win look better than it is.
I know one thing, Scraby. You're never going to forget your new buddy, Talanoa Hufanga.
Hufanga.
Of the San Francisco 49ers.
So close.
I was actually very impressed with Joe Buck. Is that what you're talking about, Chris, or are you talking about the actual graphic?
No, Joe Buck also, but I'm sure Joe Buck had somebody pointing to his name in the booth, but the guy in the truck had to see number,
himself,
find the graphic,
that is pretty
put it up
impressive.
On the screen.
In snow, by the way.
And if you, right, and if you see that play, they got his name up there quick.
Yeah, they did.
That is
I
true.
I was like, wow, how did they know that?
All right, well, good game,
rolls on.
Good game, Scrape. True champion and cooler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We don't have a lot of time with you in this segment. The Fantabulous Game Show was much like that Chiefs-Bills game.
Never ending.
Until it's exciting.
Yeah.
Equally as exciting, yes.
Just when you thought, you know, Scraby had it in his grasp, mm-hmm. I snatched it away from him.
I thought Scraby was going to win because I thought he was going to be able to remember the guy for the 49ers just because it was the only touchdown they scored.
If he was going to win, I felt pretty confident that he was going to have to come up with the Rams guy, because I knew he butchered to. Would you call him again?
I have it right here. Hold on. Tuafongo?
Yeah, Tuafongo.
Which is a combination of his first and last name.
You should have given it to me.
No, you should.
No way I should have given it to you.
Absolutely not.
No. Talanoa Hufanga.
Just a recap.
Forever in 49er lore.
It's true.
It is. Yeah. I mean, that big paw of.
I don't know who blocked the kick, but
the guy with the long
Hufanga
arms
was the guy who fell off.
I'm sure his hand is still.
Dude,
in that kind of weather, 0 degree, and that ball's kicked hard when he got his hand on it.
I mean, getting a punt off of a NFL punter's foot is gotta be, because I remember doing drills like that in high school where we'd have to dive at the punt and it'd hurt every time.
Yeah,
it's like, why am I doing this? Right. Why am I diving? Because you guys can kick a ball into my stomach.
Jordan Willis.
I don't know why. Jordan Willis.
Jordan Willis was the guy who blocked the punt.
All right, like I said, we got to get to break because Fantabulous Game Show went quite a bit over. So if you missed Buster Olney with us, we had a great conversation about the Hall of Fame and some of the new developments in the collective bargaining agreement. You'll hear all of that next here on Gwen and Chris.
Welcome back to the get together. Tony Gwynn Jr., like watching his kids play a soccer match, pacing around the studios here. Even though the Lakers have a comfy 15-point lead, 3:46
Nothing's comfy
left
with
the
Lakers.
Clock.
Nothing's comfy.
This is comfy. Anthony Davis is back in a lineup. The Lakers are back and cruising over the Brooklyn Nets this evening. Not as much as Boston is beating Sacramento, though.
No, I would sit down if it was that pound lead.
That one just went final, as a matter of fact. In Boston tonight, the Celtics beat the Kings 128.
Oof.
To 75.
Is that a butt whooping right there?
That's 53 point beat down. Top score for the Kings had 11 points, but he held off the bench. Nobody else in double figures for Sacktown. By the way, kudos to Jim Rome, who I believe, if somebody can prove this different, then go ahead. But I believe he invented the term Sacktown for Sacramento.
Who did?
Jim Rome. I believe he was the one who invented the term H-Town for Houston. I believe he's the one who invented the ATL for Atlanta.
Nah.
No? You're not going to give him that one?
I'm not giving him H-Town or ATL. I'll give
him
Sac-Town. Just
going to give him Sac-Town?
Yeah.
Okay, because all three of those, whether you give them to Rome or not, are now used on the front of uniforms in the NBA.
I know
H-Town. I think that's pretty good.
I know H-Town and ATL have been used in music by artists for a very, very long time. Now, Sacktown, you know, that's a little bit smaller area. It very well could have come from
Rome. Gone Jim Rome's way on that one. All right. Well, whoever invented that, good for them because it's on those jerseys of NBA teams. All right, let's take a quick check of traffic here. Then baseball was the big story today. David Ortiz into the Hall of Fame. That announcement was made while we were interviewing Buster Olney of ESPN earlier today. Joining us live right now during all of this on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, our good friend Buster Olney of ESPN. And Buster, thanks so much for being with us today. I think they will. I don't know if they're teasing us right now or if they're going to make the announcement shortly, but we'll pass along any information to you. It's an exciting day, right?
It's an exciting day. But of course, we still have what's hanging over it is the whole specter of, you know, the steroid era candidates and how do writers handle all those. And it's very possible that when we get this announcement that there's going to be no Hall of Famers. You know, mm-hmm. It looks like if you look at the history of voting, David Ortiz is the only one who has a chance to be elected today. Bonds and Clemens, if you look at the history of voting, their percentages typically drop markedly. And that will be a conversation in itself moving forward. The idea that, you know, arguably the greatest hitter of all time, greatest position player of all time, and one of the greatest pitchers of all time are not in the Hall of Fame. And that's what's going to be after today, after Clemens and Bonds, you know, have their 10th year on the ballot.
Buster, you know, at least from the tracking we've seen in terms of the Hall of Fame, I think we're going into this right now. I think they were at about 201 votes that they had tracked. And the numbers at that point are promising. In terms of your colleagues around the league, writers that you know, how have they been able to reconcile, you know, what happened in that era and voting on it now? Because it does seem like it's a mixed bag of how writers are handling it.
You're 100% right. And by the way, word just broke. David Ortiz was elected to the Hall of Fame.
We're seeing it now. Yeah.
Yep. He gets in his first time on the ballot. And look, I wrote a column about 5 years ago saying that I thought that, you know, potentially David Ortiz was going to, you know, create a path for some other players to get in who were from the steroid era. You know, David, according to the New York Times report in 2009, you know, he tested positive in 2003. I wondered how writers would handle that. I got to believe at some point that a lot of the writers who I believe have been like retroactive morality police,
right.
are going to basically begin to look at it and say, wait a second, I know this player's in the Hall of Fame, I know that player's in the Hall of Fame, I know that player's in the Hall of Fame. There are already, in my opinion, a number of users who've already been inducted. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, like, stop trying to, you know, to try to figure out who did what, who did. You're never going to know for sure. And we know that, you know, in that era, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of players, not only major league, but minor leaguers, college players. And the only reason why we know more about Bonds and Clemens is that they were the best. And it's the part of it that I never understood. It's why I stopped voting in part 7 years ago, because I think the writers have really blown this. And assuming that Clemens and Bonds did not get in today, then you know what? History is not going to treat those writers well.
I think it's a great point. Buster Olney is with us. I mean, I think I struggled at the very beginning to consider Bonds and Clemens for a Hall of Fame. Not that I've ever been anywhere close to a vote, Buster, but it just seems as time has gone by. I mean, it's like enough already. Everybody, Bonds was competing against guys that were using steroids. I've always felt that in my Hall of Fame thinking anyway, you should be the best guy of the era that you played in, because it's really difficult to compare one era to a next. To the next, even in the 70s, comparing some of the statistics of a Steve Garvey to somebody of the 2010s, you know, where everybody's hitting 40 home runs in a season. So I've always felt if you're the best of the era that you played in, regardless of the era, that puts you a Hall of Fame candidate. So that's why I don't understand why people haven't come around on these guys.
No, I agree. I think context is everything. You know, the last December that my mom was alive, it was actually the December that I voted to Mark McGwire's first year in the ballot. And I voted for McGwire. My mom yelled at me. And I explained. I was like, Mom, I said, you gotta understand that this happened. This is not just like three or four guys. This situation happened because it was an absolute vacuum of a tentativeness within the sport. And people have put it on Bud saying, No, it's a lot more complicated than that. It's a huge pyramid of blame. Union leadership, you know, writers like myself who did a lousy job covering this sport, C-League, you know, not only the dirty players but the clean players who took about a decade to really begin to strongly, besides Anthony, besides your dad. Your dad and Frank Thomas were like the only two guys who were raising alarms in the early 90s saying, we got a problem here. And guess what? The union leadership basically told them to shut up. And, you know, sorry, we're not going to do testing. And in that vacuum, this situation developed where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of players are using, which is why I always feel like every winter when we have this Hall of Fame conversation, every time someone talks about, well, Bonds is a cheater, what's lost is the context.
Right.
My God. And Anthony knows it better than I do. He knows the context better than I do because he was actually in the clubhouse. But I can tell you this. I mean, I was covering teams where you walked into the clubhouse and one coffee pot had a piece of tape on it and the other didn't, and it was understood that one had amphetamines and the others didn't.
No doubt.
That's what the era was.
That is a true story. And you bring up such a good point because this problem didn't just belong to Major League Baseball. It trickled down into minor league baseball. It certainly trickled down into collegiate baseball because ultimately those kids and players were looking at TV and they're seeing the same guys that we're seeing on TV. And they knew that there was an advantage that was being had. Now, as it turns out today, Buster, it looks like David Ortiz is the only one getting in, 77.9% of the vote. Bonds finishes at 66. Clemens finishes at 65.2. Does their process of getting in now get harder? Because the committees that are available to allow them in now have a lot more Hall of Famers on there that, you know, at least from when I've heard about being out there, aren't very happy about having to vote for these type of guys.
No, I actually think it's going to start to get easier.
Okay.
You know, some of the older Hall of Famers, without a question, were outspoken about it. But I think some of there are now a number of Hall of Famers who have more perspective. You know, as you talk about players who are closer to the steroid era, Johnny Bench, and I don't have his exact quotes in front of me, but he's been very circumspect. Bob Gibson, before he passed away,
said,
I can't tell you that I wouldn't have done the same thing. And I think a lot of these guys, if they're honest, they probably also would also begin to say, well, yeah, I took amphetamines as I was going through this. Look, you know, Joe Morgan about 4 years ago, you know, to me, the greatest second baseman of all time. You know, he wrote a letter to all Hall of Fame voters in which he said, you know, the Hall of Fame is a sacred place and we need to keep it that way. He implored the voters not to vote in steroid guys. And when I read that, I was like, it's not a house of the holy. It's a baseball museum, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And if you were to go through every year, I mean, how about eliminating all players pre-1947 because they played in a segregated league?
Right, right.
Every era has its various challenges and its own context, to your point before, Chris, and I think that's how voters should have looked at this. I think it's going to be an embarrassment for voters, you know, to try to explain 30 years from now. Now, why was it you kept Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, right. Buster Olney is with us. Buster, let me ask you about David Ortiz just as a Hall of Fame guy. Let's try to we can't totally keep steroids out of any conversation, but why David Ortiz? What did he do special that that puts him in on a first ballot? Not bad for anybody. And I mean, I realize that Red Sox Nation loved him, you know, Big Poppy, the whole thing. What jumped him up there so quickly?
Well, first off, he was a dominant hitter, and we have the precedent that Edgar Martinez, you know, was a designated hitter, was voted in the Hall of Fame. Ortiz was definitely one of the, you know, the major impact hitters of his time. You know, and yesterday I was reached out to some people who, you know, Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, Alex Rodriguez, who I worked with at ESPN, and you know, got stories about David Ortiz. Gabe Kapler, you know, told me stories about him. And they all talked about that clutch gene. Like, in the postseason, he absolutely – and I always thought Derek Jeter was like this, too, in the years I covered him. A lot of times in October, players' heart rates go up. They get – the moment gets a little big for them. And some players can handle it. And David Ortiz was one of those guys. If you look at his postseason numbers – they are staggering how many huge hits he had, you know, played such an important role, you know, not only the championship team in 2013 and 2007, but he was right in the middle of the greatest comeback in the history of postseason baseball when the Red Sox were down 3-0 to the Yankees.
Yeah.
David had a couple walk-off hits in that. And let's face it, you know, he's baseball's Charles Barkley. Like, everybody likes David. He's a great guy. And that's what Alex Cora told me. About him, he said, look, every time we talk, the first thing he does is, you know, how's Camilla, your daughter, how your twins. That's how David is with everybody in the sport. Kind of reminds me of your dad, Anthony.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should ask Buster, because Hall of Fame isn't the only thing going on, but clearly the collective bargain agreement is starting to kind of both sides are it seemingly at least moving the ball a little bit down the field here. Well, what are you hearing on that front?
The phrase you just used, little bit, is probably appropriate. You know, they're talking, and that's a good sign. I had Rich Hill, longtime pitcher, on a podcast that I taped. It's going to come out tomorrow. And I asked him how he felt, and he said he is discouraged in so many words, because we're not that far from spring training. They're not really pushing a lot. And my question to, you know, both sides with the, you know, quote unquote concessions they offered in the last 2 weeks, why weren't you doing that in June? Mm. Why weren't you doing that in July? Why? That's the part that to me is so different about these negotiations than, you know, the ones that went on in the 90s when during the player strike and others. Those sides talked. They talk constantly. These sides don't even talk. And I still remain pessimistic that, you know, that they'll find their way. I guess the big question to me is, and I've heard this from some agents, I've heard it from people in the game, and at some point, when will players, because Max Scherzer was quoted in the LA Times a couple weeks ago saying he's never seen the players more united. I must respectfully disagree. They're a lot more united, 94, 95. You talk to players, you talk to agents, and they are asking the question, what the heck are we doing? Like, let's go. You know, I think they want to see more conversations, more progress, more discussions about some of these issues.
Is there any answer to those questions that you asked so perfectly there? I mean, does anybody in the media actually go up to you know, whoever it is leading the negotiations and say, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
you know
I think
I mean, it's hard to pin people down on that, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, I mean, we'll ask the question, but I'm actually going to write a piece. If they do come up with an agreement at some point along the way, I think it would be good for both sides. Kind of like you guys have, Chris, I know you've been, you've seen a lot of hockey. You know how they, when they have the face off and the two guys, they can't drop it because they're, you know, sort of jousting at each other.
Kick them out of the circle.
Yeah.
That to me is what they need to do with these negotiating teams. Like, it's time, because it's clear that they talk past each other. And in terms of growing the sport and helping both sides, they need to have a more collaborative cooperation. It's not good for either side. And I hope that you know, some of the folks who are in there now get kicked out of the circle.
Kick them out. That's right. Get some people in there with a clue. It's not that tough. Al Buster, it's always great to have you with us. Very nice of you to join us today. I know it's a busy day. I'm sure you probably got plenty to do on this David Ortiz announcement. So thanks for spending time with us as always. We always look forward to it and always appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's fun sharing it with you guys.
Thanks, Take Buster. Care.
There he goes, Buster Olney of ESPN, joining us, as always, on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, good stuff, and thanks again to Buster Olney for joining us today. Right during the Hall of Fame announcement today, as David Ortiz gets into the Hall of Fame. And coming up on the program tomorrow, Charlie Hoffman will be with us to discuss the opening round of the Farmers Insurance Open. That's right. The golf tournament San Diego Torrey Pines starts tomorrow. And we'll have good coverage for you on the program. And former Padre Mike Cameron will be along tomorrow on the show as well. A couple of quick NBA notes. It's all over in Brooklyn tonight. Lakers prevail over the Brooklyn Nets. Let me see. Let me get the final here. 106-96. LeBron James, 33 more points for the victory for the Lakers, who got Anthony Davis back tonight.
Welcome back, AD.
Anthony returned with 8 points, 2 rebounds, 4 block shots, which helped the Lakers to that victory tonight as the Lakers work their way back to the 500 mark at 24-24. But that's clearly not the biggest story of the night. The biggest story of the night is what took place in Washington, D.C. tonight, where the Clippers were trailing the Washington Wizards in the second quarter, 66-31. Scraby, I know your math is pretty good.
Say the numbers again.
66-31.
Ooh, that's 35 points.
That's a 35-point lead for the Wizards. Final score, Clippers 116, Wizards 115. It is the second largest comeback in NBA history. 35-point rally by the Clippers tonight to win in Washington. The record comeback was 36 points, so they only missed that by one. So that's something they'll be talking about for a while.
Yeah,
66-31. Clippers scored 80 points in the second half tonight. And came back to win.
He scored 80 points.
Yeah, to beat. That's what you got to do when you're down by 35. So I guess the old saying, no lead is safe in the NBA. Clippers proved that tonight with that victory over the Wiz. The Wizards. I don't really like to call them the Wiz. It's not really good. It's got to be a better nickname than that.
It's like a Calvin and Hobbes thing, huh?
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
All right. Scraby once again came up short on the Fantabulous Game Show.
Honestly,
if you missed it earlier.
I'm honestly exhausted from that game show.
Yeah, man.
That was a good game, though.
It was another.
See, it's easy for the winner to say that. It's like Tom Brady beating you in the Super Bowl and being like, hey, good game, good effort.
That was a hell of a performance there.
Yeah. Sorry,
well,
Chris.
You know, the Rams beat the 49ers. We will probably tell you it was a good game. We'll be nice.
I hope that happens.
Oh, boy.
I've been rolling with the Niners the first two playoffs. I'm not rolling with them on this.
It's almost got to happen. Otherwise, you and I are not going to be able to.
We're not going
to
make it.
We're not going to make it through the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
Oh, man,
nothing but
right,
Jimmy G hype.
Oh, my gosh.
If there was a lot of Jimmy G hype, we need it.
Please save us. All right, we're back tomorrow. Good show. 3 o'clock. Don't be late. Gwen and Chris.
Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.